What is darkness? Is it something in itself? No. It's the absence of light. To remove darkness, what do? Do you open the window? Do you have a bucket? You go into a dark room, fill the bucket with darkness, and then throw it out the window? No. That's not how you can't, because it's nothing. So, if this is true, that darkness is absence of light, and it is nothing in itself, light is something, darkness is nothing, then this would be also true for sadness. Sadness is nothing, it's just lack of joy. Bring in the joy, sadness will be gone. Same thing with ignorance. Bring in the knowledge and ignorance will be gone, because ignorance is only the absence of knowledge. Knowledge is something, ignorance is nothing. So, then that will also be true for unhappiness and happiness. Unhappiness is nothing, happiness is something. Bring in happiness and unhappiness will be gone. And if this is true, then when you get unhappy, don't you try to remove the unhappiness? When you get sad, don't you try to remove the sadness? Well, that's just like taking a bucket, going into a dark room, trying to fill the bucket with darkness, opening the window and throwing it out. Because this life, full of fear, full of anger, full of jealousy, full of disappointment, that's not the gift you were given. That's not life. That's not real. That's not how it needs to be. There's a saying, to fly, you don't need wings. You just have to cut off the chains that are holding you back. There's another saying, don't curse the darkness. Light the candle. But this is what people do. They curse the darkness. They go, this is so bad, the darkness. Oh, the... Light the candle. And the darkness will be gone. If you want to fly, you're looking for wings. You don't need wings. You have everything. Everything you need, you have. When you get to know yourself, you understand. It's all there. You have been gifted with everything. You have been blessed. Every breath that comes into you is a blessing. In fact, peace lies neither in the realm of science nor in the realm of religion. It lies in the realm of human beings. It lies in the realm of people who feel. Feel. In the realm of the heart. In the realm of you being alive. And that's the realm of peace. That's your realm. So far you are alive, that is your realm.